born here?
No, she was born in Elizabethton, Tennessee. Elizabethtown, Tennessee.
Where's that? What's that in Tennessee?
East Tennessee.
She's up from the mountains, though.
Yes, have you ever been in there?
I did some work in Middle Tennessee for about 4 months, but I didn't get a chance to get much into East Tennessee, but I really...
Well, that's pretty. I guess most beautiful country that I believe I've ever seen, next to the Panama Canal Zone. The Panama Canal Zone is the prettiest place I've ever been to me. But this is real pretty. And they left there in the either 39 or 40 and moved to Miami. And her father worked for Pan American Airways down there. When she graduated from high school, let me see, good gracious, must have been 46 or 7, and she attended FSU, and she was coming to St. Joe with some people that I knew, some girls that I knew, and that's how I met her.
Did she graduate from FSU?
No, she went 2 years. She attended 2 years.
Is either she or you very active in any clubs or organizations or church or anything like that?
She's quite active in the church, in the Methodist Church. And she's active in the St. Joseph Historical Society. And I, for several years, was a member of the St. Joseph Historical Society, but I don't belong to it now. And the reason I don't mind telling you the reason I got out of it, there was only two men in there, and the rest of them were women, and you know who did all the hair.
Are you in any other organization? Your wife's parents, where were they from?
Her father was born in Danville, Virginia, and attended and graduated Lynchburg College in Lynchburg, Virginia.
What about her mother?
Her mother was born in Elizabethton, Tennessee, and she graduated from high school in Elizabethton, Tennessee. And she did not, as far as I know, attend any college.
What's on Elizabethton here?
Johnson City. 9 miles from Johnson City.
That's up way east Tennessee, or? Yeah.
It's east Tennessee. It's not really not far from across the Georgia, no, not the Georgia state line. It would be, it's where all the states run together there pretty close,
yeah.
You know, and I can't,
I'd
really have to get a map down to show you. I've been there twice, but it's, last time was several years ago, and I'm not too sharp on it. I know it's pretty country. Oh, it's pretty country. I went in the summertime. I bet in the wintertime it is pretty. A lot of mountains. Of course, if you're raised here, all you ever see is sand and flatland. You know, well, a hill, you know, is something, you know. Much less a mountain.
Tell me something about what this community's like and how much it's changed and that sort of thing.
Well, would you like for me to start back when I was young about what the community? Well, of course, I was born there, and my early years were during the Depression. And things in this part of the country were tough. I mean, real tough. We were real fortunate. My daddy had a job, a real good job, and we still had it pretty tough. And if it hadn't been for the mullet, I guess we'd starve to death, you know. But